DDGE, you were kind enough to agree to close this beautiful conference. Thank you again for your kindness.
Thank you very much, Gabriel. And it's a truly pleasure for me to be here. And actually, it's an honor for me to meet with so many well-known legal experts. And it reminded me of my many years ago experience. At that time, when I was a really very young junior official in China, we got a lot of advices and suggestions from Mr. Rosler. I don't know whether you still remember me, but that was more than 20 years ago. And at that time, we look at Mr. Rosler like that. So I'm happy to be here to celebrate our 20-year anniversary, and I think all of you must be very proud of your achievement. And due to your suggestions and your efforts, now China is a member of WTO, and I'm sitting here as a staff of the Secretariat. So I'm very impressed by such a wonderful, intriguing, and stimulating conference. So my thanks and congratulations to all of our distinguished participants whose hard work and dedication have led not only to the to this conference, but also, of course, to the book whose launch we celebrate today. I'm very pleased that this is the first of a number of book launches we will celebrate over the next 6 months as part of our 20th anniversary celebrations. I would also like to extend a special thanks to those of you who have traveled from around the world to be with us today. Among the WTO's many achievements, one of its most profound has been to nurture the development of a truly global international community of practitioners, scholars, and students. It is always a thrill for those of us based in Geneva to welcome our international colleagues. For the business, for the success of WTO depends as much as on them as it does on those of us who work every day in Geneva. I hope that the WTO will long remain a meeting place for all who are committed to a fairer and freer international trading system. As you know, the conference we have enjoyed today is a part of WTO's 20th anniversary celebration. I'm honored to have been tasked by DG Azevedo with organizing a series of events and exhibitions to celebrate this historic year. I would like to take this opportunity to mention the three exhibitions currently on display in different parts of the WTO building. Each of these exhibitions explores a different aspect of the WTO history and work. I would like to extend my thanks to Eugenio Belchin-Sachez and his artistic and technical team for their work curating these exhibitions. First, in the new conference building out front, you will find a fascinating exhibition on the WTO building history. As its name suggests, this exhibition documents through photographs the development of the beautiful and historic building that WTO calls home. It begins with the building's construction as the headquarters of the International Labour Organization in 1920s, almost 100 years ago, long before the birth of the GATT, and explores the changes, extensions, and improvements that culminated with the opening of our new building last year. Secondly, in the atrium of the Center William Rappard, I think you have already enjoyed it, you will find an exhibition called 20 Years of WTO History in Photos. This exhibition charts the WTO's many activities, from negotiations and trade policy reviews to open days and outreach programs. The exhibition is organized chronologically, allowing the visitor to follow the WTO's development over these last two decades. And finally, our wonderful legal exhibition, which is a baby of Gabriel, is currently on display in the entrance to our cafeteria in the new building. This exhibition, prepared in conjunction with Gabriel and the Legal Affairs Division, in collaboration with Rules and a number of other divisions, explore the place of the rules of law in the day-to-day work of the WTO. It provides a rare opportunity to see a large number of artifacts and archival documents that tell the story of the WTO's engagement with the rule of law and explains how the rule of law permeates all aspects of our work. In that sense, it is the perfect companion to the book we have launched today. Taken together, the three exhibitions currently on the show remind us of both the depth and breadth of the WTO's work. They show us where we have come from and inspire our future direction. I hope you will visit them, and we would be delighted to organize guided tours to interested visitors. Finally, there is another special event for the 20th anniversary that I want to share with you. On Sunday, 14th June, we will have a very special event, the WTO Open Day, Merci Genève, when our doors will be open to our Geneva friends and the Geneva local community. We want to thank Geneva for hosting us for the past 20 years. On that occasion, national delegations will have stalls of all kinds, including with their national food and drinks, and you will be welcome to visit our exhibitions and go on guided tours. I invite you to join us for this unique celebration. Don't miss it. Once again, I extend my thanks and congratulations to all who have participated in today's conference, and look forward to seeing you in the WTO corridors in the coming days. I thank you.